With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. It's been a wet, windy afternoon in Windsor, Essex. Environment Canada had issued a severe thunderstorm warning after a line of strong storms passed through the area. It's since been canceled. The rain is expected to completely move out later Wednesday night. Windsor police have issued a warrant for a man wanted for sexual assault. 24-year-old Carlos Leon is accused of assaulting a girl under 16. He's wanted for sexual assault, sexual interference, and breach of probation, and has been convicted of prior sexual offenses. His photo is up now at WindsorNewsToday.ca. These aren't the mushrooms you'd put on pizza. Windsor police have once again raided a downtown business for selling magic mushroom products. Less than $42,000 in illicit drugs were confiscated. A 19-year-old employee on the premises was arrested for possession with intent to sell. It's the fourth time since July that police have raided that dispensary. A Windsor man badly hurt while in Cambodia is still in intensive care. Shanthorn Sook will fly to Thailand on Friday to be by his side.
I'm unable to talk to the doctors. I'm only able to get a recording. Unfortunately, it's also in a foreign country that speaks Thailand, and my mom is Cambodian. So we're not able to get a proper translator to properly make updates in terms of how he's doing.
Shai Suk suffered a brain hemorrhage on April 2nd. A GoFundMe page is set up to cover medical bills at a flight home. That link is up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. The town of LaSalle turned 100 Wednesday. Sort of. LaSalle Police Senior Constable Terry Segan says he's been doing a lot of research.
From the 50s, we all still said we're from LaSalle, right? So it was bound to happen. It was almost like a no-brainer, if you will, that we would pick LaSalle because that's where everybody said they were from.
The community hasn't existed consistently, but one bearing its name and in the same location was incorporated by an act of parliament 100 years ago Wednesday. The local junior hockey community is in mourning after a Blenheim Blades player was killed in a crash on the 401 in London. Defenseman Craig Spence was 22 when he died in a two-vehicle crash at Colonel Talbot Road. Spence was from Chatham and was the Stobbs Division's Defenseman of the Year this season. A Windsor Spitfire will represent Team Canada in Finland. Left-winger Liam Groundtree has been named to the under-18 championship roster ahead of the tournament, which begins next week. The 18-year-old from Oshawa scored 36 goals for 90 points for the Spits last season and is in the top 20 on the NHL Central Scouting Skaters list. Toronto Raptors center Jontay Porter has been kicked out of the NBA for gambling. ESPN reports that Porter had disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited participation in at least one game with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. The NBA says the investigation is ongoing. Also in sports, the Tigers lost 5-4 to the Rangers Wednesday afternoon at Comerica Park. The Blue Jays were hosting the Yankees. The Maple Leafs close out the regular season Wednesday night at Tampa Bay. Wednesday night's weather, showers and thunderstorms ending, windy and 11, partly sunny Thursday, windy and up to 17, mostly cloudy Thursday night with more rain possible, low of 10. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.